From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. You're listening to Idaho Matters. During the COVID-19 pandemic, we saw so many health professionals really impacted by this. In fact, it's no secret that thousands of doctors and other health professionals left the profession during this time. COVID fatigue, burnout, retirement, as well as Idaho's already large shortage of doctors, has led to larger workloads and then frustration among healthcare workers who have stayed in that profession. So how are hospitals and administrators handling burnout as well as retention of doctors and other healthcare professionals? How is recruitment going as Idaho competes with other states for a dwindling pool of healthcare workers? Dr. Katie Schneider is St. Luke's System Medical Director for Provider Well-Being, and she joins us with Lisa Gonsner, Manager of Employee Well-Being at St. Luke's. I want to welcome both of you to the program.
Hi, thanks, Gemma.
So, Dr. Schneider, can I start with you? Talk about physician burnout. What is it? What does it look like?
Yeah, thanks for asking. So, burnout is something that has been defined in a number of fields over the years and caught attention within the medical field over a decade ago now. And we think of it as a three-pronged development. And I kind of think of it as layers. So first, there's a component of emotional exhaustion. That's where people start to lose some enthusiasm for their work. They may feel helpless or even a little bit trapped within their job. And then I see the next layer as depersonalization. And in that phase, we risk physicians maybe and providers starting to treat patients differently, objectifying patients, maybe even becoming more cynical around patient care. And lastly, inefficiency or lack of sense of personal achievement, where they start to withdraw from responsibilities and detach from their job.
Mm. So Lisa, does it look similar in other healthcare roles?
Yeah, absolutely. Unlike what the providers, Katie and her team do a lot of data surveying. And so they have some really hard data. For the rest of our healthcare employees, we don't have any hard data, but we have an entire team that goes and meets with our employees when they are going through any type of emotional or mental stress. And Katie's spot on. We see that time and time again, is those types of disengagement and those burnout indicators appearing mm-hmm. throughout healthcare and throughout the system. And we're seeing it nationwide, right? St. Luke's isn't the only one. We're seeing it across mm-hmm. the nation, very similar responses.
And Lisa, how big of a problem would you say burnout is here in Idaho?
You know, I think that's it would be hard to, you know, say for an entire state of Idaho. Uh-huh. But we see it come up frequently when we meet with our, especially those patient facing clinical teams, right? Mm-hmm. That it has become increasingly more challenging to provide care across the country and especially here in Idaho. One of the more startling stats that our team is seeing is before COVID, we had 250 incidences of workplace violence, meaning we had some sort of combative patient interaction, mm-hmm. you know, verbally or physically assaulting some of our healthcare workers. This past year, we had over 1,000 of those.
Wow.
So it's a combination of just the work, you know, the burnout is the flip. That's the cost of caring for people, that mm-hmm. the healthcare workers go into it for a reason, because they feel very passionately about caring for people. So COVID really put it to the test. And then we have this socio-political environment that's even escalating some of the reactions. So I think we're seeing it from Katie's data that providers are experiencing it, and our clinical teams are feeling that squeeze as well.
Mm-hmm. And Katie, as Lisa just mentioned, I mean, these incidences of violence, I mean, that has to play into this. But beyond that, beyond COVID, Are other providers, you know, talking about other issues that are bringing on these higher levels of burnout, or is it still that fallout from the pandemic?
So when we think about burnout within the provider and physician arena, it's really multifaceted. There's interplay with the volume of patients we're seeing. We know, as Lisa mentioned, that we don't have the workforce, both from a nursing perspective as well as a provider perspective, to care for our population. And unfortunately, that gap is going to grow over the coming years and decade. And so the volume of work is playing a role. We also have a tremendous amount of work to do within our electronic medical records, and that keeps us doing work well beyond traditional work hours. There's some inefficiencies there that are related to requirements from insurance companies, from logistics well beyond our own institution that keep people working far beyond traditional work hours. And then also how we navigate the need for more support within healthcare from a workforce standpoint.
So, Dr. Schneider, with that said, I mean, your position is provider well-being. So what are you and your team doing when it comes to helping healthcare workers and you know, doctors being a part of that, of course, to help them maybe not have as much burnout or to be able to move through it? You know, what does that look like when someone comes to you and says, you know what, I need help?
Yeah, great question. So first, you know, I'm incredibly grateful that at St. Luke's, we have a focus on well-being and a team with myself and Lisa and her team and the people we work with to approach this systematically. And we're approaching it in several ways. So we do an annual survey with our physicians and providers, and that gives us great insight into where our burnout levels are, how different teams are doing, how different specialties are doing. And we can take that data and utilize it both system-wide and how we approach supporting our teams, as well as focus on areas that are struggling more and do deeper dives into what support they may need on the front lines. So some of the things we're doing, we found out from our survey data that when we correlated several different types of items that could play into burnout, such as the EMR, such as workforce staffing, one of the big insights we had, which is aligned with data that we're seeing nationally, is that our leadership can have an incredible impact on well-being. And so we've partnered with Lisa's team in both physician leadership training as well as leadership training throughout our institution to provide leading with well-being tips, objectives, and helping our leaders move to a greater culture of well-being overall. Mm. We're also focusing on some of those pain points in terms of the EHR. How can we support people in that arena and really looking into utilizing some of the AI technology that's coming out and really excited about some of that work that we're seeing in collaboration with our EHR moving forward. And then lastly, to your point, we have individuals that are really struggling and we need individual resources for them. So we have built a provider help desk that they can call and get access to free anonymous counseling, a peer-to-peer support session with a trained peer-to-peer supporter, and several other resources to help individuals when they're having specific struggles or need individual support.
Mm-hmm. And Lisa, from the employee standpoint with your job, I mean, something I heard you guys are also doing is, and this is for providers, I mean, all employees, is something as simple as a mindfulness app. And I know, you know, I say simple because I think sometimes we would think, well, how can that help? But I have to say, I mean, these are things that I use with my own kids. I have used it on myself when I get anxious about something. I mean, it's incredible how something as simple as that works for people. Are you seeing that?
Yes. Yeah, we do use a mindfulness app. And our team really promotes it. We know from the data that our registered nurses are the number one users of the mindfulness app. We typically We lead meditations. Our team will lead a live meditation, and we always start our meetings off with a mindfulness moment where we can pull up, you know, anything short from like 60 seconds up to 3 minutes. The research is really clear that helping individuals learn to how to take even just deep breaths really flips that switch in our body and creates those, ignites the hormones that relax us, that lowers our cortisol levels, that lowers our blood sugars and our blood pressure, and really helps create a better place for our employees to manage high levels of stress. So we love the mindfulness app that St. Luke's has invested in for every employee can use it for free.
Lisa, how important is it to have these resources available to all employees, in particular when it, you know, not only are we seeing the burnout, but then we're seeing so many people leave the healthcare profession? I mean, to the point that, I mean, if the numbers continue the way they are, we fast forward a decade from now, Idahoans are going to be in a real tough spot when it comes to trying to even find good healthcare.
Right. So our employee health and well-being is one of the top. We have four human resource initiatives, and employee health and well-being is one of those four. So our executive leadership at St. Luke's has invested in tools, programs, and resources to help keep our employee population well. Just to your point, if we can't, we have to start the care for ourselves so that we can care for our patients. Everybody at St. Luke's, that's our mission. Regardless of our role, at the end of the day, our mission is to take really good care of our community members. But we can't do that unless we care for ourselves. So we have a really broad menu of resources for our employees. You mentioned the mindfulness app. We have, just like the providers have a peer-to-peer support program, that we have a peer-to-peer support program for all of our healthcare, all of our St. Luke's employees. We have a massage program. We have an entire team dedicated to respond to critical incident stress moments. We've responded to 524 requests for support since August of 2019. And those are just a few of them. So our St. Luke's leadership knows it's incredibly important to do whatever we can to make sure that not only are our employees physically safe, but psychologically safe as well.
I want to thank both of you so much for taking time to talk to us about this. It is so important, as you both mentioned, to take care of our community, and our healthcare workers are definitely part of the community. We've been talking with Dr. Catherine Snyder, St. Luke's System Medical Director for Provider Wellbeing, and Lisa Gonser, Manager of Employee Wellbeing at St. Luke's, talking about healthcare provider burnout. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
From an Iraq war cover-up to towns ravaged by opioids to the roots of our modern immigration crisis, Embedded explores what's been sealed off and undisclosed. NPR's original investigative podcast reveals why these stories and the people behind them matter. Listen to the Embedded podcast, only from NPR.